Nie masz swojego zdania?
Mam czy nie mam? Gdzie mi z tym?
Przecież to flaga Unii.
Mowy nie ma. Będzie się zlewać z rakietą.
In the movie's opening scenes, a female prime minister, a complete unknown, is handpicked to represent the human face of politics by Poland's behind-the-scenes ruler, referred to in the film as the chairman. He instructs her that she won't be allowed to speak her own mind and that he himself will be providing the catchphrase of the day. The chairman then drops her like a hot potato at the first sign of social unrest brought about by his undemocratic moves.
No, przyjechał bezdomny i dał mi dwa samochody. Pan Stanisław.
The focus then shifts to a controversial shadowy priest. Described as father director, he's built up a media empire which controls the minds of ordinary Roman Catholics. He's shown masterminding provocations against liberal groups using innocent young people while condoning rampant corruption within his own organization. Other vices of Poland's conservative establishment exposed in the film include cronyism, greed and double standards. There's a hint that two leading politicians who champion moral majority crusades directed against the LGBT community are in fact closet homosexuals who cover up the antics of their young male protégés. This uncompromising look at today's Poland has brought on the wrath of nationalist leader Jarosław Kaczyński, who slammed the movie even before its premiere.
Ten film w gruncie rzeczy jest hejtem, czy przygotowaniem do takiego wielkiego ataku na zasadzie...
It's a hateful film. It's an all-out attack which is meant to portray us as evil people who are guilty of all sorts of repulsive behavior and who don't serve the interests of Poland. Of course, our political camp is not made up of angels. There are sinners among us too. But we do our best to track them down and we bring them to account.
Bo jak sam pan powiedział, politycy nie są aniołami i ja to właśnie pokazuję w moim filmie.
In an unprecedented move, director Patryk Wega directly addressed Kaczyński in a video posted on social media. He suggested that the anxiety demonstrated by ruling party politicians confirms that they have good reasons to fear the movie. He said that his script had been stolen and its contents leaked to government-controlled media, which was followed by a smear campaign against him. Wega revealed that facing various threats at home, he was forced to edit the film in Japan. Patryk Wega has also been taken to court by the men shown in these real-life sequences. They depict a 20-something pharmacist who was given one of the most senior positions in the Polish Defense Ministry. His drunken orgies, drug use, public humiliation of army commanders and extortion of bribes from contractors hit the headlines and eventually landed him behind bars last year. But he's still suing Wega for slander. The director is unapologetic and says that it's all a question of the freedom of expression. He adds that he's just as critical of the fragmented and bickering opposition, whose leader is shown as a maverick, cynical player.
I won't give in to any pressure. My intention is to expose political mechanisms. The viewer doesn't come away with the impression that I've simply decided to thrash one side. In my view, much of Polish politics is about lies. After a couple of years in power, some politicians become sociopaths. I want viewers to have a think about that. I know people need entertainment, so my film is light, but in fact, it's a tragic comedy, just like politics is.
That's something that those leaving this Warsaw cinema agree with. They say the movie reminds them of works by George Orwell, like 1984 and Animal Farm, where democracy has given way to totalitarianism. Politicians control minds, and where basic notions are distorted.
It's ironic. Watching this film, I thought about Animal Farm. These people are saying slogans. It's a kind of new language, new speak. It's like I feel to be happen in our country at the moment. The people may laugh what they see, but it is a laugh through tears.
The film is hilarious. It's really funny. Shame it's not fiction, but reality. The characters are very convincing. The film reveals the bare truth about the ruling party, how much they ignore ordinary voters, how much they are corrupted. Double standards are on a daily basis here. I enjoyed watching it, but it's very sad that something that really happens in Poland at the moment.
Those on the government side suggest that the movie's premiere shortly before parliamentary elections next month is a deliberate attempt to influence voters. But the director argues that his only wish is to help them make an informed choice come election day. Julian Berner, DW, Warsaw.